And it's time for another doc talk here on this Friday. And we're going to go over the, as we always do, go over the Johnson Memorial Health Services. And we're going to visit with Amanda Parody. Amanda is the new medical provider at JMSHS. And thanks for joining us, Amanda.
Yes, thank you, Paul.
I tell you what, why don't you just introduce yourself and let's get to know you a little better. You grew up in Dawson, huh?
I did. I grew up technically with a Madison address, started out with elementary school over there, but ended up switching over to Dawson. I want to say it was fourth grade, and so graduated from Dawson Boyd.
Dawson Boyd High School. All right. And you came back home, huh?
Yes.
Well, we're glad to have you back.
So. Yeah, thank you.
Tell us a little bit about your schooling and where'd you go to college and stuff like that?
Yeah, so I started out going to Minnesota West over in Granite Falls. Got my LPN and then my associate's degree RN through Granite. After that, I did a short little semester to wrap up a liberal arts degree as well, and then transferred to Minnesota State Mankato for my bachelor's. So did that for a year, and then I took a little hiatus with working for several years. So I was down in Marshall at that time, so did home care as an RN for several years before going back. I ended up choosing a program through Georgetown University out in Washington, D.C. for my master's program, and then graduated from that in 2017, and so I've been working as a nurse practitioner since then.
Okay, I was just going to ask you, what is your job title at Johns Memorial Health Services, Amanda?
Yep, family nurse practitioner.
Family nurse practitioner. Yeah, so you were out on the East Coast for some training, huh, or schooling?
Yep, most of my program I was able to do from home.
Okay, good.
I used a platform called Adobe Connect, and so I still sat in class for about 4.5 hours each week. So I just logged into class. We had a webcam and a phone number to do a conference call on. And so I attended class. I just didn't have to drive every week for it. But then I did go out to the East Coast twice. We had some back-to-back classes for several days. So I did have to make the trip a couple times.
Okay. And you're back.
Yeah, it's nice to be back and see some familiar faces.
All right. Tell us a little bit about your family.
Yep, so I'm married. My husband, Travis, works in Marshall. He's a diesel mechanic, works on semis. And we have two kids. Our son, Tate, will be going into second grade this year, and our daughter, Sierra, is just 18 months.
Okay. So how are the kids, your one that's in school, how are they handling the COVID thing?
Trying to get used to it. he liked having the distance learning this last spring, except for the days when mom was home to have him do it right away in the morning. He liked to play if he could. So.
All right.
I think he's looking forward to seeing his friends at school again.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Talk about some of your job responsibilities at Johnson Memorial Health Services, Amanda.
Yeah, so with doing family practice, I'm able to see patients of all ages. So anywhere from newborn up to elderly. And so I do enjoy having the change of pace. You know, one patient is completely different from the next, and so it keeps me on my toes. Beyond doing the family practice, I am going to also be helping with our same-day appointments or walk-in clinic, however you want to reference that. So do have some availability there for people to call and be able to be seen that same day, along with a little bit of ER coverage. I'm also going to provide services over at the Boyd Clinic. We've had that closed now here for a little while, and so we're going to reopen that on Tuesday mornings. So if we're going to be really busy over there, then I will be able to increase the amount of hours that we're open over there.
Okay. All right. That's great. The Boyd Clinic will be open at what times on Tuesdays?
Yep, so starting at 8:30 in the morning, and we're going to open it back up Tuesdays starting after Labor Day.
Okay, September 8th. Okay, yep. Good. Talk a little bit about chronic care management. You're part of that too?
Yep, so chronic care is really any kind of health issue that people are dealing with for really more than a few weeks. So, you know, if you think of your classic high blood pressure, diabetes, you know, and beyond that, it can involve a lot of things. So, you know, we consider anything like that that's long-lasting to be chronic management. So, you know, beyond just your simple ear infections, sinus infections. So I'm able to see people to manage those chronic things, you know, getting blood pressure under control and keeping it that way. And same thing with diabetes and other illnesses.
Amanda, let's talk about COVID-19. I think people are kind of sick of talking about it, but, you know, you're a family practitioner and family medicine. You see people, we've talked a lot about mental health lately because of staying inside and the stress of it. Have you seen some of that?
A bit, yeah. You know, a lot of the issue initially with seeing the pandemic coming to the area is, you know, people avoiding coming into the clinic. You know, so just even those routine chronic health management stuff, you know, coming in for your routine blood pressure check and labs. You know, people want to stay home to avoid getting sick.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now getting into the point of it where people are really noticing that self-isolation of staying home, not getting that social interaction. And so mental health can play such a huge role on the rest of your health. So, you know, just even pain, feeling sick to your stomach, nauseousness, diarrhea, you know, mental health can affect all of those things and more. And so starting to see a little uptick in those type of symptoms. You know, kids often will complain of having an upset stomach is a common symptom. And, you know, the stress that people are noticing with this, you know, it's very profound. I don't think there's any person that is not noticing some kind of stress because of the pandemic. And so we encourage people to not be afraid to reach out for help, you know, whether it's to someone like Lisa that helps with more of the mental health, or if it's your primary doctor, you know, if you need to come in and ask for help, even just coming in to explain what all's going on, what you're feeling, you know, just venting to someone can be beneficial.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't want anyone to just deal with it all at home.
That's right. I think that's very important to our listeners listening to, you know, to reach out to your medical provider and, mm-hmm. talk about things, right?
Right, yeah. I mean, there's always kind of a stigma for people to feel embarrassed or ashamed if they're experiencing some kind of depression or anxiety, and not at all. It is such a common thing. You know, you're not alone, so please do not hesitate to reach out for help.
All right, real good, Amanda. Well, thanks for the visit this morning, and once again, welcome back to Dawson.
Yes, thank you.
That's Amanda Parody, does family medicine and chronic care management at Johnson Memorial Health Services. And this has been Doc Talk here on Q92.